Our Are You Studying series is just ahead as we build godly behavior from 1 Corinthians 3. That's coming up from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you, Jay Webb. We appreciate your kind words, and dear friends, we appreciate you joining us today for our studies here from the International Gospel Hour. Greetings to all of you, and as I mentioned, our Are You Studying series is on the air. Now, for our newer listeners, what I do with this broadcast, and I try to do it weekly, but now don't hold me to that, but I take a scripture, and then usually once a week, sometimes you may hear them day by day. It just depends on the occasion. We'll just begin with a book of the Bible. We'll start with a chapter, and usually we'll go through some chapters, and then we'll take a break. And today we are doing our book, chapter, and verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Now we're going to finish our thoughts from this chapter, and from 1 Corinthians 3, we've looked so far at building behavior, the right behavior that we learn from God and His Word. Now, we noted unacceptable behavior, then onward to better behavior that focuses more on Christ and less on self by following Christ, His Word, His will, His way. And then as we noted in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 8 and following, the foundation that is Jesus Christ. We build on Christ. We follow His plan. And Paul has been dealing with this in the first three chapters of the book of Corinthians, or 1 Corinthians, to correct their behavior of division. When we build on the foundation, Jesus Christ, and follow His plan, His architectural style of spiritual growth, we cannot go wrong. But as noted in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 10, we must be individuals that will take heed how we build on it. Let's recall two special texts at this point. In Matthew 16:16-18, Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." The rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, of which the foundation would be, and the church would be built. We now go to Ephesians 2:19-22. "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." So as we conclude this chapter, indeed, friends, we must take heed how we build, that we build on the foundation which is Jesus Christ. And we've noted of building better behavior and to grow onward to the best behavior. So in a few moments, we're going to take 1 Corinthians 3, 12-23. And what I'm going to do today is read a little and then teach a little as we break down the text. But first, we'll be back in about 30 seconds. Here is our Jay Webb concerning International Gospel Hour social media.
Why not follow the International Gospel Hour on social media? You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and others. Please type International Gospel Hour into the search engine, and you can like and follow our pages to keep up with the latest news and efforts of our labors. We would be honored to have you follow us on social media. And now, back to Jeff.
Now let's study together 1 Corinthians 3, 12-15. "Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. First, let's talk about godly behavior. Godly behavior, from unacceptable behavior to better behavior. Now concerning godly behavior, let's see a behavior that now endures. When you look at gold, silver, and precious stones, fire will affect them, but not take them up. When you look at wood, hay, or straw, fire will consume them to nothing. So the fire may try our faith. Will what we build on the foundation last? Folks, sometimes we just go totally nuts in the religious world when we talk about works. Works are not what a man does to be saved. Works are what a saved man does. James chapter 2, 14 through 26 says how our obedient faith is shown by the works or the actions that we do. One is building on the foundation of Christ, one is putting their lives into action. Yes, we may suffer loss and suffering along the way, but the glory is to God, and one is glorified in God, and one endures through God and presses onward. That although we may have a loss, we still have our faith and we're still enduring because we have built ourselves upon the foundation of Christ. 1 Thessalonians 2, 19 through 20 says, "For what is our hope, our joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For you are our glory and joy." Paul in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 2 tells the church there that those individuals are epistles in Christ, meaning people will read you. And may people see that joy and honor unto Christ and know that He grants all that one needs to endure and to press onward. This is godly behavior. You see the change from unacceptable behavior to better behavior, and now godly behavior that endures. Now, 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. Let's study together. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. How about a godly behavior that embraces? You see, if God indeed, the Spirit of God, dwells in us, and God dwells in us, and Christ dwells in us, Ephesians 3, God dwells in us, 1 John 4:15, they indwell into the Christian, the temple wherein God dwells. Now, listen to Acts 17:24, God who made the world and everything in it, since He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Where does He dwell? He dwells within those who are obedient unto Him. So friends, the church or individuals of the church were added to the church, Acts 2:47. Don't destroy it by building a spiritual temple with earthly attitudes. The godly behavior embraces how we continue to build. What got us on the foundation, what placed us on the foundation in obedience to His will keep us on the foundation. That brings us to 1 Corinthians 3, 18 through 20. Let's study together. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Godly behavior, not only that endures and embraces, but godly behavior that educates. Friends, we need to grow in our knowledge of God's Word. When we learn of God's Word, as we have studied throughout this study of 1 Corinthians, throughout this study and this class, this programming of 1 Corinthians, we understand how the Word of God teaches and the wisdom that comes from God. So we are not to become foolish with the wisdom of this world. Again, we noted that in chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians. And the latter part of verse 19, taking the wise in their own craftiness, that would be attributed to Eliphaz in Job 5:13. Now, although it was used incorrectly as an application to Job, the truth of the statement stands forth of how the Lord will catch the wise in their craftiness. They will have their own thought, and God will correct. Verse 20, again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. That comes from Psalm 94:11. So you see, we learn as something is written, for it is written, from the old even stands forth to the new. Dear friends, we are able to have a godly behavior that educates us through the Scriptures, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and Acts 17:10 through 11. The conclusion in verses 21 through 23, let us study. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or all things present or things to come or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ and Christ is God's. The conclusion, therefore, these are statements to learn, endure, embrace, and educate. All things are yours, and mentioned not once but twice. The summary, you are Christ. We always go back to Christ and the cross. We build on the foundation, but we must take heed how we build, and let us build godly behavior. Awesome study from 1 Corinthians, and thankful we could wrap up chapter 3. But folks, the story continues. Let us encourage you in your Bible study. Here is an online Bible study that we offer quite often, but here it is just for you with our J-Webb with the details.
Our friends at World Bible School have a wonderful online Bible study available, and it is free. That's right, it's free. Please visit worldbibleschool.org and register. You will be provided a study helper who can answer questions and provide feedback for your lessons. Please sign up today. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org.
Dear friends, we do appreciate your interest in the things that be of God, and I'm so glad you could join us for our Are You Studying series as we look book, chapter, and verse. I look forward to doing that again with another book of the Bible. We'll probably continue with 1 Corinthians 4 at a later time. But for now, dear friends, thank you for joining me on the International Gospel Hour broadcast today. We'll continue our studies together at another time. I'm Jeff Archie, and as always, thank you for tuning in, and always keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.